Today, we're going to whip up a tasty morsel. Let's start with one Sri Lankan. Roast in an Australian climate. Stir through music, stories, and connection. Throw in a generous amount of comedy. Add a big handful of spice. Include a pinch of interest, a dash of sass, a splash of nostalgia. Blend in some provocative comments. Stir through sincerity. And to garnish, a sprinkle of magic. It's The Ginny Show.
The Ginny Show, oh.
The holidays. It's December. It's that time of year again. It's that time where we tend to think, where is the year gone? Look how time flies. What on earth have I done? What have I achieved? We think that for about 4 weeks in the spare moments we have from winding down the holiday celebrations and parties, and before we know it, it's time to make those New Year's resolutions again, which most of us forget by March. And then, before we know it, it's December again. And we say, where is the year gone? Look how time flies. What on earth have I done this year? It's usually around this time of year where we can't escape reflection as easily as we can in the previous months. It's the thing about life, really, and the thing about us humans. When something seems to be wrapping up, coming to a close or an end, we can't help but think how things could have been done differently, what could have changed, and what more could have been done. Another layer around this time is the end-of-year parties, the shopping for gifts, more cars on the roads, more people at shopping centres, more people everywhere. And then there's navigating through family politics. It's that time of year that everything that we avoid or not think about tends to fill our minds, our conversations, our thoughts, everything. With my family, this time of year is all about our Christmas party. And the most important thing about the Christmas party, which is...
Here, what is the menu? What food shall I bring?
Now, something as universally consumed as food that brings us together, especially around the holiday season, you would think, surely... How can there be any politics around food when sorting out a menu? That's the thing about this time of year. You find things in places you normally don't look.
Don't get Prasad to buy beer. He will buy the cheapest beer and drink all the scotch. And then he will take his beer home. Tell him to buy a scotch.
I will bring the pork, okay, the fruit salad, the chicken curry.
Krishan will eat his body weight in chicken. So bring at least 15 kilos of chicken.
I'll bring the soft drink, the vatlappang.
I think you should bring 40 kilos. And get Prasad to bring a soft drink too. Not the no-name brand, but the Coca-Cola brand.
The prawns, and then I'll bring the garlic bread. That's all, something simple and small, no?
Last time I asked that bugger to bring me a Coca-Cola drink. And then he went and bought a no-name brand. You need another drink just to wash that taste, I tell you.
Wow. The generosity of the holiday spirit comes in different shapes and forms. Some are generous with their time, attending as many parties and functions as they can to spend time and celebrate with those they care about before they go off on holidays with more people they care about. Some share their time preparing and serving food and finding gifts for those who don't have the basic luxuries we do every year. Some are generous with their money and finances, buying gifts, however big or small, as a token to the festivities and the holiday celebrations. There are those who are generous with spirit, putting in the energy to organise parties, festivities, gifts, and events to ensure everyone can celebrate and be a part of something. Generosity comes in all different flavours, and each of them comes with its own stresses and joys, especially because universally, everyone is on the same wavelength. We're all interestingly connected at this time of year, in ways that we're not always aware of. It's actually an opportunity to deploy some empathy. Most people are in a rush, going somewhere, getting something, doing something. And then there are those who simply just watch. They wonder what's going on, and they rely on generosity because it's the only way that they can be a part of all this madness too. And then there's some who take on the Scrooge's role and test others and their generosity. Hey, it can't be a Christmas carol without some Ebenezer contribution.
Here, I am not coming next year. No. Prasad bought the no-name Coca-Cola again.
You know, next year I will bring a nice lentil curry. Maybe some caramel pudding.
And Krishan drank his body weight in scotch and ate 20 kilos of chicken.
Some cashew curry.
30 kilos of chicken.
Ayyo, I didn't bring the bamboo to this time.
935 kilos of chicken.
935 kilos of chicken. Whoa, that's a lot of chicken, bro. Like me, a lot of people have family who live far away from them. It's not as simple as driving down the road or hopping on the bus. Most of my family are back in Melbourne. It takes about 20 to 24 hours on a plane to get to Melbourne from New York, depending on which airline or route you take, of course. How do I know? Because I've caught many a plane to and from. But sometimes, even distance in the oceans, time and space, can't deter those who care about you to let you know they're thinking of you. Hey, you've called Ginny. Please leave a message.
Hello, Virginia. How is New York? Are you coming for Christmas this year? Have you sold many radios? Here, I got the song you sent me. I got down to it like you told me to, but I can't get back up again, huh? But call me. I'll be here for a while.
Hello? Hello? Ayo, this is not working. Ute! Phone is not working, can you? I have to press this button. Hello, Virginia. I have been watching this TV program and I've been told don't eat too much turkey over there. You know those Americans like turkey, no? So just be careful with the turkey because next year is the year to be trim. So better start now, no?
It's sometimes hard to see past the content of these messages, that the actual theme or connection behind everything that is going on is a form of generosity. It may not be the kind of generosity we're used to experiencing, but this time of year does demonstrate that in very different ways. Since I was born, this is actually my first holidays I'm not spending in Melbourne with my family. I won't be able to see my cousins eat their body weight in meat, Scrooge their way with top shelf alcohol and hear about the hilarious stories and drama that tends to happen every year. My family were my first teachers of generosity, or spirit, and what the holidays mean. It's not just Byler and loud music and, have you eaten? Have you eaten? Have you eaten? It's about love, actually. Pun intended. It's always there. And it's most prominent this time of year. We're just too caught up with being caught up with everything to see it sometimes. Then another year passes you by, and you start asking the questions. Where has the year gone? Look how time flies. What on earth have I done this year? Where has the year gone? Where has the year gone? Where has the year gone? What on earth have I done? Try and look out for the love, the generosity and the spirit. It's there, buried beneath any emotional baggage your family carries. Between the tensions, the mountains of food and presents. When you find it, it will make it all the more easy to feel less burdened this time of year. It's there. It's always there. It's a gift that can be found anywhere and not just under a tree. That's the thing about love. You can always unwrap it.
It's the end of the show.
It's time to go.
We hope you've enjoyed the ride.
Come back soon. Please abide.
Wishing you a joyous day.
Go tell the world a hearty hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at Conair.com and search Unbound.